Well, maybe you've already figured it out. Okay, here it comes. I spent the next hour walking through ranch headquarters and calling the stupid cat. Calling Pete, that is, in a friendly tone of voice. There it is! I'm ashamed to admit it, but it's the truth. And coincidentally, it worked. We had called our way down to the corrals and had wasted hours of precious time on this ridiculous mission. Finally, as we stood in front of the saddle shed, we heard a familiar whiny voice coming from inside the feed barn. Moments later, the villain appeared. He slipped through the crack at the bottom of the feed barn door and came sliding toward us. Yes, it was Pete, all right. I recognized all the signs. He was creeping along with his tail stuck straight up in the air, purring, rubbing his way down the corral fence, and wearing that same smirk that drives me nuts.
Well, my goodness, it's Hanky. What brings you out on a night like this?
My leap slipped into a snarl. You know exactly what we're doing here, you little fraud. We've come to take you back to the yard where you belong.
But I don't want to go back to the yard, Hanky. Sally Mae scolded me and pitched me into the snow, and I'm never going back. Cats hold grudges, you know.
I swaggered over to him and stuck my nose in his face. Look, pal, you're going back to the yard whether you like it or... He raised a paw in the air.
Don't push your luck, Hanky. If you take me back, I'll just leave again. Do you want to guard me 24 hours a day?
Are you kidding? I would die of boredom. 1 minute with you is like a week with a toothache.
In that case...
He began rubbing on my front legs.
We'd better talk deal.
I backed away from the little python. Deal? Me make a deal with a cat? Ha! Are you crazy? He batted his eyes and started walking away.
Very well. You give me no choice.
My mind was tumbling and churning. Pete, I'm ordering you! He kept walking. I followed him. But slowly, at my own pace. Hold up! Okay, Pete. Let's talk deal. What's on your mind?